Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with a short devotional topic. The Call to Worship program has been encouraging listeners since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. Here is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Praise Him for His Word. We are constantly overwhelmed by information every day. Details that we try to confirm as accurate. Some we trust, and other sources that we question. It is a tremendous comfort to know that we can trust the unchanging Word of God as fact. God's Word is just as true and certain today as it was when it was written by holy men of God as they were prompted by Him. Proverbs 30, verse 5, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. During the temptation of Christ, He quoted Scripture to Satan. Listen to the words here, Luke 4. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Psalm 19. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. We see an example when a prophet was instructed by God to write His word down for the people, found in Jeremiah 30. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, thus speaketh the Lord God of Israel, saying, write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in a book. And these are the words that the Lord spake concerning Israel and concerning Judah. From Luke 24, and behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 60 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus Himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know Him. And He said unto them, what manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad? And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered, said unto Him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast thou not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And He said unto them, what things? Then they told Him things that had taken place. Find this in Luke 24. Then He said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets had spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into His glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, He expounded unto them in all the Scriptures the things concerning Himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and He made as though He would have gone further. But they constrained Him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And He went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as He sat at meat with them, He took bread, and blessed it, and brake, and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew Him, and He vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us, while He talked with us by the way, and while He opened to us the Scriptures? And then in verse 45, He opened their understanding, that they might comprehend the Scriptures. And then when Jesus appeared to them in the upper room, and He said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all these things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened He their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures. Psalm 119. The psalmist David. Open my eyes, that I may see wondrous things from Your law. And later in the same chapter, oh, how I love Thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through Thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies. for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancient, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. The word of God is a required part of our spiritual armor. We find this in Ephesians 6. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. In the second letter to Timothy, we find these instructions. Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Folks, it is important that we invest time in God's Word daily and meditate on it day and night. As you think about a regular time that would work best for you, think on this fact. The best time to tune the instrument is before the concert. May God help us to be prepared for each day.
This has been another devotional taken from the Call to Worship program, a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations and available 24/7 at calltoworship.us.